35. When Herbie got back to his office, Stone Barrington was seated on his sofa, drinking a cup of coffee.
"How did it go?" he asked.
"Pretty much as we expected,"
Herbie said. He started with bluster and finished with blubbering.
"How did it go with Marshall?"
"I think we've underestimated Marshall," Stone replied. "Not only did he take it very well, but I think he'd been dreading something like this situation. He seemed at first relieved, then determined to leave Dink in your hands, without interference."
"It's a responsibility I don't want, but I've got it, and I'll handle it as best I can,"
Herbie said, pouring himself a cup of coffee.
"Dino called. His people found Parker Mosley at his parents' home in the city, so he didn't have to involve the Connecticut authorities. He reduced Parker to a quivering mass of jelly and got a signed statement from him. Both he and Carson will be in rehab facilities before the day is out."
"I'm very grateful to you and Dino, Stone."
"Oh, I don't think you would have been convicted on her evidence alone, Herb."
"No, but my career would be in ruins."
"Put that behind you," Stone said. "If anything, you're in better shape today than you were this time yesterday. You've actually earned Marshall's trust, and I wouldn't be surprised if he sends more business your way."
Herbie shrugged.
"The really bad thing about all this is, I don't know if it's going to help Dink. I'm not at all sure that a year at the farm can make a decent human being out of him, and I'm very much afraid that Marshall will end up having to do all the things I told Dink he would."
"If that happens, Herb, it won't be your fault. You've done everything you possibly could to help him."
Cookie knocked at the door.
"Josh Hook is on his way up," she said.
"God, I forgot about him," Herbie said.
"Who's Josh Hook?"
"He's the guy who's running Strategic Defense's new training camp for armed bodyguards," Herbie replied. "I said I'd spend a few days up there learning to do whatever it is that they do."
"It'll be good for you," Stone said. "Take your mind off Dink Brennan."
Stone got up.
"I'll leave you to your client."
Josh Hook arrived, and Herbie introduced him to Stone.
"I've heard about you from Mike Freeman," Hook said.
"Mike is a good man," Stone replied. "You'll enjoy working with him."
"He says the same about you,"
Hook replied. Stone took his leave.
"So,"
Josh said, settling into a chair,
"what have you been up to, Herb?"
"If I told you, you wouldn't believe me," Herbie said.
Dink sat on his bed and looked around his new quarters. It was a room of about 9 by 12, furnished with a bed and a chair. There was a small bathroom with a shower, but no closet and no chest of drawers. They were unnecessary, since its occupants had no clothes. There was no TV, either, and the overhead light was controlled by the staff. Dink had recovered from the shock of what Herb Fisher had said to him, and now he was angry. He got up and walked around the room, looking for something of interest. There was nothing. Well above his head was a single window of about 1 by 2 feet, covered with a heavy wire mesh that let little sunlight through. He sat back down on the bed, since the single chair looked very uncomfortable. He reflected on what he had going for him, and it wasn't much. He knew he was not going to be beaten up or raped, and that was a start. He took a few deep breaths and tried to relax. He had more assets on the outside, of course, but at the moment he had no access to that world. There were clothes out there, and money, and he was going to need those things. The door opened, and the two men who had escorted him to the room stepped inside.
"Medication time,"
one of them said, holding up a small paper cup and a cup of water.
"What kind of medication?"
Dink asked.
"Just something to relax you," the man said.
"I'm perfectly relaxed," Dink said.
"Please tell the doctor I don't need to be medicated. Tell him I'll be cooperative."
"I'll be sure and mention that to him," the man said. "But right now, you have to take your medication."
I really don't...
You want us to help you get it down? The man said. Apparently the other one never spoke. All right, Dink said. I'll take it.
That's a good boy, the man said, handing him both cups.
Dink looked at the large pill inside. He swallowed it and chased it with the water.
Good boy, the man said. Everything's gonna be fine now. The doctor will be here in a few minutes.
They left. Dink immediately put to work a skill that had served him well in the past. He went into the bathroom, stuck a finger down his throat, and vomited the pill into the toilet.
"Fuck you all," he said aloud. Then he went and sat down on the bed again.
The door opened, and a middle-aged man in a white coat carrying a clipboard came into the room.
"Good afternoon," he said. "I'm Dr. Morton."
"Good afternoon, doctor," Dink replied.
The doctor pulled up the chair and sat down.
"Now, let's have a little orientation," he said. "Oh, are you feeling the medication yet?"
"I'm feeling relaxed," Dink replied.
"Good. Now, first of all, you are no longer a patient in the facility where you've been living and were treated. It was deemed by the people who were working with you that you were pretending to cooperate, just so that you could get out."
Dink nodded.
"I'm afraid that's true," he said. "But I want you to know that I understand that I'm not a well person, and I want to do everything I can to get well."
"Well, that's a good attitude, if you're not lying," the doctor said. "The first thing that you're going to have to learn is to be scrupulously honest with the people who treat you. They all have a great deal of experience with being lied to, so do yourself a favor and don't lie to them."
"Do you mind if I lie down, doctor?" Dink asked.
"Yes, I mind. I'm not through yet. When I'm through, you can lie down if you want to."
"All right."
Dink decided to be polite, but not to try to sell this guy anything. Just appear to go along. Only going along could get him the things he needed to get out of there, and he had no intention of spending one more day there than necessary.